Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Everybody, welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
And I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
On Instagram.
Yep.
Now, as you can see.
What?
We have a very special guest.
We do.
This gentleman here is a comedian. A host, a podcaster,
yep,
a father.
What?
Y'all give it up for Kevin Ford, everyone.
Kevin Ford, everybody.
Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all having me, man.
Where can they follow you? Where can they find you, guys?
Actually, you can find me on Facebook, Kevin Ford. It's just, if you look at the rest of my family members, there's a bunch of other Fords on there. But, also, what the fuck is my Instagram?
KevinFord.comedy
on Instagram. You ain't got to edit that out. Let them know who I really am.
It'll be in the description.
I'm a degenerate, can't remember shit.
Hey, so he puts it out there because he's a star, that's why.
KevinFord.comedy and Kevin Ford on Facebook. I got a YouTube too, just Kevin Ford Comedy. So, you know, I've been trying to, you know, spread out a little bit. You can also find me on Tubi. If you search Kevin Ford, my face will pop up.
That's right.
Nice.
Look at that shit.
So, the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
This means that he's been in movies.
Bam!
Comedy specials.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
And for real, that was a very nice experience. For real, at the end of the day, I can honestly say that was something great.
So let's talk about it. It was Mama Lulu's comedy.
I never really say the name because, well, say it yourself, and you know, it's just I don't know. Mommy Lulu's comedy tour. It's just a whole lot. It's like a mouthful, for real.
Right.
But at the same time, I respect the name, and you know what I'm saying? Somebody did something for their mother, and for real, like,
right.
It's still, the whole situation was respectable, for real. You know what I'm saying? For what it was, right. And everything. Like, it was definitely a very great experience.
But you hosted, right?
Yeah, I hosted, me, some other comedians. We were all from Cleveland. Gene Miller, LOL.
Shout out Gene Miller.
Spike Lou.
Spike Lou
organized the whole WAP, I can honestly say. Nice. Yeah, and he handpicked the comedians, I believe. Him and the other people that produced the show.
There you go.
Like, yeah, we did like a competition, like at Bliss Bistro somewhere in Euclid.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he picked the people that he wanted to do the show, but it was real nice though.
So
I watched it. You did a great job, man.
Yeah, I watched it too.
Yeah.
And so this is the thing. You know, it's like Kevin Ford, Spike Lou, and LOL, and Gene Miller. It's like, why wouldn't I watch it? Like, how many people do I personally know,
right,
that I can see,
right,
and touch,
right,
got a comedy special out there,
right?
Why not go see it?
I mean, it's out there.
It's out there, mm-hmm. and it was
the,
a good
the
show.
The link will be in the description.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It was a good
Check
show.
It out.
Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe. It's going to be right here too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all right. So let me just say, like, 3 years ago, we was at this spot called the Front Stage, which was a closed down movie theater in Cleveland Heights in Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, man, there was, God, so
Facts,
many opportunities.
It was definitely a closed down movie
so
theater.
Many opportunities, though.
That was a great spot. It was a closed down movie theater, and Kev.
Stages galore.
Kevin Ford came in. I didn't know he was a comedian at the time. I was just doing my, you know, hey, how you doing thing. Mm-hmm. and then this is the first time. Then he went up and did some time. I'm like, this dude is a pro. And then I hosted, like, it was like Roselle. Shout out to Roselle Lamar.
Shout out to Roselle.
Definitely shout out to Roselle.
He's like, go ahead and host.
Right.
Roselle Lamar gave me my first hosting gig.
Right.
And I'm like, I went up to Kevin, like, yo, Kevin, what's your name? He's like, Kevin. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where you from? I don't even know if you remember this. And he probably like,
I don't.
he was sitting in the audience. I'm like, where you from? You still going up, right? He probably was like, why is you asking me these questions? I'm like, and then I went up on stage and introduced him. And I guess he, you know, I was like, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kev Ford. And then Kevin went up there.
Where were we at?
The front stage. In one of the theaters.
Okay.
Kev was like, look, I don't know what he talked about. Only my friends call me Kev. I don't know. He was like, look, my name is Kevin Ford. Let me do it right. Hold on. He was like, my name is Kevin Ford. Only my friends call me Kev. And then afterwards, I said,
I do remember that.
I went up there and like, give it up for Kev, y'all. I'm like, because I didn't hear it. I'm like, and that's why I asked him today, like, man, you prefer Kevin or Kev? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to, you know.
See, it was something really.
Does it sound familiar?
It kind of do.
Okay,
shit.
All right.
But I was always talking shit a lot during shows. But at the same time, especially when I first started off, I wanted people to know my name. So, like, you know, even though, you know, Kev, you know, you can assume Kevin,
right?
But it's all type of ghetto shit out there. You know what I'm saying? I wanted my name. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin Ford.
I just wanted people to know my name. That's all it was.
It wasn't personal.
Yeah.
No, I didn't take it as that, because he's always been like, since day one, he's been the same dude. And it's like,
I always, at the end of the day, I'm a comedian. So, you know what I'm saying? I joke and I talk shit. So, if you...
love that fallback, yeah, don't you?
If you take something personally, all like, right. You just don't... I mean, everybody know what a cheap shot is. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know what a cheap shot is. If somebody's disrespecting you, you're going to know that.
Right.
You know, so...
I never felt that.
That's what I'm saying.
I never felt that. Like, you always been like...
I mean, I treat everybody how they treat me.
Right.
100%.
You've always been cool, man.
Yeah.
That's
what's
up. At the end of the day.
So let's get into it. How long you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy at this point for 5 years.
Nice.
5 years.
Oh, shit.
I started just a little bit before COVID. I want to say I started January 2019.
Okay.
So
where at?
The Funny Stop. Funny Stop out.
Shout out to Pete.
Rest
in peace. But I did a wow. It was a wild road. I did a what is the competition? They like the Wednesday. I did a competition. And, I love the competition, man. It's still a lot. It's a lot to go with it. I won the competition.
Oh, okay.
I didn't win the whole thing. I won like as a contestant
host and shit.
I don't know how they started doing it after a while. This was a long time ago.
Okay.
But I won a competition, and then I ended up going to jail.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, because, I mean, they had it so crazy. In my defense, it wasn't like I just went to jail right after. After they had the competition, it was like you come back for like a month later or something So it was just like, it was some bullshit happened. But it was just,
so you never went back there?
I couldn't. They wouldn't let me out.
No, I mean, not for that. I'm saying, like,
since I went back. Yeah, I went back afterwards. Okay. And, like, it was always, I think I went back and won the competition again, for real. But at the same time, I won the, I didn't win the whole competition. I won.
You advanced.
Right. I advanced. That's what I should say. At the same time, I didn't keep going. It was far as fuck. My transportation was shaky at the time. So, even though it was real fun, it was just like, hey, at the same time, I have responsibilities.
Right.
So
absolutely.
It wasn't working for real.
Okay. Yeah. No, 100% get that.
And this is something that I want to say, all of our guests here on the Midnight Pocket Podcast are people that we personally like,
right,
and personally like mess with their comedy. And Kevin has his own style of comedy.
I'm slow.
No, I will. You know what? It's like, correct me if I'm wrong, I will put you as a storyteller.
Yeah, that's what makes it so crazy. I've been trying to stray away from that, because
it's dope though.
Yeah,
what type of one-liners or
I want more jokes, because it's like I tell my stories and I make my stories funny, and I guess everybody has a thing,
right?
But I want more punchlines. Like, I feel like I need more punchlines,
man. Yeah, it's finding those points in those stories though to hit those. Try and find, that's.
And I have the points in the stories and stuff.
You think
like
it
that.
Takes too long to get to them?
No, not at all, because I figured that out. But at the end of the day, I have somebody that pushes me to do better, for real.
100%.
That's important. But this is my take on it. Like, when I saw you perform and you did your story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry, what story it was.
About how you was raised, who your mom was. Look, and I'm going to tell you this about me. I'm a fan of comedy, so I can probably do your bit.
You already know. His memories.
I can do a lot of people's bits, so I understand.
Yeah, but your stuff was unique to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Unique to you. So it's like, you can recognize if somebody's stealing your stuff, because that happens. Oh! It ain't about me, it's about Kev. But I made a comment on this post. Somebody made a video on my comment.
Really?
And I hit them up like, I'm glad you got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was this lady. She said something, and her teeth was all messed up. She was like, I don't know what it was, but she was like, story time. And her teeth was messed up. And I commented like, Invisalign. And somebody did the video off of my Invisalign. And I'm like, I'm glad you got it. But like, going back to Kevin, like, your story is unique to you, and that's your experience. Can't nobody take that.
Yes, sir.
But if you hear it or something similar, where they got it from.
Yeah, because I know my life stories, for real, because that's what I try to talk about the most. Right. But
that's why I'm like I'm not into politics. You can do it, but everybody does it. I'm not a topical guy. I don't really talk about the P. Diddy shit, or all this stuff.
I hate that. I'm not gonna say I hate it. I dislike that.
Yeah,
a lot of people do it, but I feel like
it's timely. It's not gonna go in my special,
right?
At the end of the day, when I'm trying to form an hour of comedy that I can travel with and perform in front of people, I'm not going to be talking about P. Diddy in like 3 years.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's controversial, I don't feel like, I just don't like it. It's just something about it. Right. I just don't like
it. It's kind of like a waste of time.
Like, talking about making your jokes about other people and stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's another side of it too. Yep.
Yeah. So with that being said, like, with your comedy style, like, who were some of your influences?
Well, you're not gonna like this.
Of course, why wouldn't?
Well, honestly, I can definitely say Mike Epps.
Shout out to Mike Epps.
Dave Chappelle. Who the lastly is for? But see, I watched a lot of comedians. Like, when I seen them on stage, like, a lot of comedians that I like, I didn't really, like, watch a lot of their stand-up. Like, a lot of people that I like, they be in movies and different stuff like that. So, you know, I see them in different situations like that.
You never went back and tried to watch the stand-up then?
Yeah, a little bit, but no. That's why I said you might be, you might judge me a little bit.
No. Because, Kevin Hart, I like him in movies. I'm not a fan of his stand-up. Yeah. I've watched him.
I really like. I'm not going to say I really like, but, and you know what? It's hard for me not to like stand-up sometimes. Because I'm a fan. Like, I'm a fan of this shit.
So, I mean, it's not that I dislike it. It's just... Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. I get it. But I try to find... I'm not going to say I try to find, but I find something I like in everybody's shit. Like, I watch people's techniques and, you know, how they deliver.
I mean, performance-wise, there's no doubt he's one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, so, when he said that, that made me think of, like, how I started watching comedy.
Right.
Like, it was like, that's how I knew it was time for me to start doing it myself. Because he said, like, I found myself watching comedy specials, and I wasn't laughing. I was like, oh, I see where he's going with that. I see how he got that. Oh, good callback. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you start breaking it down.
I mean,
That's how we view comedy right now.
Where it got to me was, I used to think that shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I be saying that shit all the time.
What makes it so crazy is I like a lot of comedians that I can't remember their name.
Oh, 100%.
Before I started comedy, I just can't remember it at the moment. Like, and that's all it is. I've been drinking and all type of shit. I'm going to admit to that.
Yeah. So, sorry, people. Pregame's a bitch. You already know. Pregame's a motherfucker.
Yeah, but before I really started comedy, I just used to listen to comedy all day at work. Like, you know what I'm saying? People used to listen to comedy. I mean, people used to listen to music. I used to listen to comedy.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
So like all day I was just listening to comedy and shit. So listening to people tell jokes and shit. So after a while, I
just decided, fuck it, I'm gonna try it.
No, honestly, my job that I work for, it closed now. I started getting unemployment. Like they shut down. They
been
shut
there.
Down all the locations, everything.
Been there.
Like, yeah, they shut down everything.
Right.
Like, it was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy. I don't think I'm back. But I was getting unemployment at the time, and I was looking for work, but at the same time, I didn't want to... I had to find a decent job because I didn't want to find just something that was less than the unemployment.
Right.
So I was looking for jobs and everything, and I was trying to find ways to make money, you know what I'm saying, on the side, and I actually Googled this shit. So ways to make money. It had all type of shit.
It's a comedian.
Cutting grass, cleaning out cars, stand-up comedy was like number three, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I was like, how in the fuck is this shit number three? And that was like Google, but that was like, you know, 5 years ago.
During
the pandemic.
This was right before the pandemic. This was a couple months before. When was that?
Like 2021.
Yeah, but what month was that? Did it?
I don't know.
Because I remember it getting weird.
We did shows with masks on.
I remember it getting weird. It got weird, like, a certain point in time. I remember, because I did a show at the Funny Stop, and I said something about it.
Okay.
Like, it's a, I remember saying something about, like, yeah, the, I can't remember what the joke was, but I know it's on camera. But I remember referencing it. But that was before the shutdown and all of that.
Right.
So,
yeah. I remember having to wear a mask and just dropping it when we were like on
March?
Stage.
I want to say like in March.
2020 March.
Well, I started.
Definitely like sounds right.
When was St. Patty's Day?
It was like around March 17th.
I think that, it had to be around March because my anniversary is whenever St. Patrick's Day is.
Yeah,
that was my second week.
Yeah, I want to say it was somewhere around March for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but shit got real weird.
Yeah.
For I can't remember exactly what the fuck we were talking about.
That's the bad thing about marijuana.
No. We were talking about like you know the comedy and your when you got started and things like that, like how you got started.
Sure, yeah. So I basically just Googled a way to make some
extra money
because I was getting unemployment, but I was saying it was less. You know how unemployment works. It was less than the money that I was.
It was
making
like half
originally, right? So I was looking for ways to, you know, and comedy was on the list. So,
but you know what, man? It was like I hear what you said.
It had to have been a little bit inside you, though.
No. Look, like I said, like right? Because yeah, I hear what you said, but it like some of the good. Now, I'm not saying nothing against no comedians,
right.
But some of the people like Kevin Ford, I have a feeling you've been making people laugh in school.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. But that was another thing, though, that, but it really bothered, like, me when I started comedy because it was like people used to laugh at me all the time. All the time. Ever since I've been growing up, people used to laugh at me, like you said. But people
laugh
used to
at you or laugh because of you?
People used to laugh at me.
Because of the shit you did or like what?
Said whatever. When I used to make a joke, it'd be crickets. If I said a joke or something that I thought was funny, nobody thought it was crickets. But if I was dead ass serious, everybody'd be laughing. So, I'd be like, man, what the fuck is going
on? So you full shit like me.
Hold on.
Please talk shit.
Hold on. Some real shit, real stuff. Like when he was telling us about his experience of his work and stuff, right. I know he was dead serious.
Oh, I know. Right?
So that shit was funny as hell. Like what he said.
And it was always like that. Like when I was dead ass serious, like everybody used to laugh. But when I told a joke that I thought was hilarious, everybody used to be like,
So you are natural. That's what it is. You are natural and you don't even realize it.
That's hard too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that though, man.
Well, when you're natural, you don't want to believe in it.
Well, you don't know it. You don't realize it.
Right, because it comes out.
It could be like, all right, so when he was telling us about his experience when his truck broke down.
Right.
How the guy came
Yeah.
I know he was dead ass.
Right.
But the shit was hilarious.
Oh, 100%. That's something, it's definitely a bit.
Yeah, because I think I'm but a 40th like, in Woodland. And we stuck
in Cleveland, Ohio. People all over the world that don't know where Woodland is.
It's not a good area.
No. We are in
It looks good, though, because of the new development.
If you want to Google it, it's not new over there. If you want to Google it, it is called CMHA. Cleveland Metro Housing Authority. Yeah, so and I was stuck right dab in the middle of it. Like, he was knocking on the window. And he kept on asking about the truck. He like, all your stuff on the truck? Like, so the truck full. I'm like, no, man, we unloaded the truck already. Like, we just got our equipment on there. He like, okay, so your stuff on the truck. I'm like, man. Like, I had to explain. I'm like, we are a moving company. Like, we're moving somebody in. Like, we don't have anything that you
How did he look,
Man, his eyes were yellow and red at the same time. And he kept on trying to convince us he was a mechanic. He like, yeah, because I'm a mechanic. I'm like, man, you ain't a fucking mechanic. I ain't saying to him. I'm thinking in my head, like, man, you ain't a fucking mechanic, man.
You ain't about
I was like, yeah, man. I was just like, we cool. I talked to him. I kept it cool because I've learned how to mingle with the natives, locals, whatever you want to call them.
The natives.
It is, man, for real, man. It is a war zone out there, for real, man.
Yeah, I've always been one to just, I go and I travel and, yeah, you survive because of the way you can handle yourself. You're a personable person.
Yeah.
That just goes to show, since a comedian has the ability to handle themselves in any situation.
Mm-hmm. They blend. You gotta read the room.
Exactly.
Yeah. You gotta read the room.
You gotta blend, man. You
definitely have to.
Well, yeah, I seen he was a junkie.
Yeah, right. And I'm gonna talk to you how a junkie should be talked to.
Right, yeah.
At least a Jedi mind trick on your ass.
At the same time, I knew he was stuck, so I was just like, you know, it's nothing we can do. But really, if he would have did anything, he would have been upset. He would have just got like a dolly
and some blankets.
Man, leave us alone.
Look, Judge Mathis always said,
it ain't worth it. Trust me.
These crackish ways.
Judge Mathis always said, ain't nobody slicker than the crackhead.
Man,
nobody.
What?
Nobody.
And he was trying to get his crackish ways off upon us.
Hey, that's an experience.
Yeah, I've had a lot of experience.
You ain't got to take it to the stage, man, a little bit. Figure it out.
I'm trying to
I mean, it's the story. The straight story is the way to go, but
I've been doing this public housing thing for like, I want to say almost, 2 years now.
Okay.
But so the wildest experience I had, because you know we try to like keep all the moves and stuff during the day. Some of them run late and then start to get dark all that other stuff. But the craziest thing that happened a little minute ago, we was moving somebody and one of the, I can't remember what project we was in, because we have a contract with CMHA, so we do all the projects the ones they own. So, but we moving them, and all of it was broad daylight, but all it was during the fucking eclipse. All of a sudden, it just got dark as fuck, and the projects like forcing. So we standing like, God damn, like we like, what we do? Like it's black as fuck out here. But like everybody was watching this shit, it was just so crazy. But it was this one dude running around. Man, I cannot make this shit up, man. It was this dude running around like with a cape on and some boots. And all the while, the whole time, and everybody watching the eclipse, I'm like, no, fuck the eclipse. Where is this nigga at with this cape on and with these boots? Like, yeah, like, what is he doing during this shit?
He's a free soul.
Yeah, like, man, nah, he was the most suspicious motherfucker out there, for real. Yeah. He was free soul my ass. He was yelling and screaming and shit. He wasn't a friendly boots.
That motherfucker thought the world's about to end,
man,
is what he thought.
What was going on, man?
Man, that shit was dope though, right?
The clips was dope. But this ain't got nothing to do with nothing, but it sounds like you can use this in that analogy. Look, my cousin told me, he got a deep voice.
Oh, shit.
He said, when the family is grieving, you better believe somebody thieving. Shout out to Terry. But look.
Oh, I'm just looking at that glass and noticing something. I'm just amazed.
Get out of here. Look.
You good, y'all. I didn't notice that shit.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, when everybody looking up at the sky, Kev was locked in on dude with the boots and the cape.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Look, when everybody amazed at the sky, dude with the boots and the cape. He getting it in.
No telling what he was doing, man. It was dark as fuck in the projects for like 4 minutes. I was scared as shit. I was like, man, what in the fuck is going on, man?
What's that called when you, is it called siphon? When you getting people's gas out?
Yeah.
He could be doing that.
Oh, yeah, he was making mad money.
There's no telling what he was doing, man.
He's on a mission.
He said, look, so everybody looking at the sky, dude with the capes and the boots.
Say what you say, but he was prepared for that moment. He had the cape and the boots ready.
He was ready.
He was ready for that moment.
I see a lot, for real. It's a lot.
Life's crazy, man. Yeah. I love life. Life's nuts, and you see people, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Glad I'm not that.
Yeah, they make me want to
appreciate shit.
Keep a job and maintain a job and pay my bills.
You know what?
I be very responsible.
You know, it took us a minute to get Kevin Ford on the platform, but he is dressed for the occasion. That is a dope ass shirt,
man.
You got on.
When I put it on, I was like, you know what? I might, and y'all think I'm bullshit, I might wear this all week. The other thing, every time I'm not gonna wear it to work or nothing like that. I'm not gonna disrespect it. I'm not gonna drag it through the projects. Right. I go through a whole lot.
Tell them to subscribe.
Yeah, tell them to subscribe.
Oh, yeah, what's up? But,
last episode. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and no lie, these shirts are fucking awesome for real, man.
Appreciate
I don't
that,
know if y'all see the detail for real in the midnight and all that, but right? Like, yeah, I'm wearing this to the bar and the club and all of that. Like,
appreciate that shit.
Yeah, that's
you
know, dope.
Going
thank
outside
you.
In these for sure.
Hey, that's what we come to do.
Man. You know what? Like I also mentioned, in addition to your comedy, you also a host. Tell us about that. Where you at?
Yeah. Oh, I've been hosting at the Grog Shop in Cleveland Heights for about 2 years now, man.
Shout out to the Grog Shop.
Mr.
Shout
John Bruton. I host the show, and I put together the comedians on the show, and Mr. Bruton closed the show.
Nice.
And so, yeah, and that, going back to what I was saying earlier, I have somebody that, like, really, like, pushed me to do better for real.
Right.
So when I have my ideas and I tell my stories for real, you know, a lot of my stories, I believe they are funny. That's why I say them for real. And I live them, so I see the humor in them.
Right.
But he always tell me, but at the same time, he like, and excuse my language. I'm
no,
just,
hey, you know, he
what you
want
to say.
What you want,
he like, at the same time, he like, nigga, that's just a funny idea. He like, yeah, that's funny as fuck. He like, but where's the punchline? He like, where's the joke? He like, that's a funny idea. He like, make it a joke. He like, don't get me wrong. He like, it's funny as hell, but he like, you know, that's just a funny idea. Like, where's the joke at?
Right.
So I can build it up and I can tell the story. I can make it, drag it out to however I want, but at the same time, at this point in time, at my career and what I'm doing, I need a punchline.
I need a final bam or some shit.
Yeah, I can't just have a topic without like a boom to it. Like,
right.
And even if I don't get the boom I expect, I have to have some boom.
Something like the ending to
even
it.
Even
yeah.
if I miss, I have to put it in there.
Yeah. Like, and that's why I call it comedy practice.
Right.
Just like a medical practice
or
legal practice. It's comedy practice because it changes.
I see we about 30 minutes in. I don't even know if I can.
Oh yeah,
do what you want to do.
Yeah, don't mind us.
Where's the Circle K lighter?
Oh shit, right here. Damn.
Still,
yeah.
Why you gotta tell the people what kind of lighter?
Look, the Circle K.
For one, they ain't paying us for none of that shit.
Listen.
Number two, I know I ganked it from somebody.
Look, the Circle K is a culture.
It is.
It is.
It ain't like Co-Fair.
It is like Co-Fair. Co-Fair is the like Circle K. Circle K. Co-Fair is the Circle K.
Kind of like
Co-Fair.
It is,
what
I think.
It's Co-Fair.
It's Country Fair. Apparently, my son calls it Co-Fair. It's like
I missed
a abbreviation.
No, look.
Yeah.
Co-Fair is
it's
look,
like a convenience.
Fuck that. If you ever go to Erie, it's the dollar store and the gas station at the same time. Like, and they call it Country Fair.
Have y'all been to Detroit?
No.
I have, but I've been.
In Detroit, and I hope somebody is watching this to see.
Shout out to Detroit.
Shout out to Detroit, man. In Detroit, y'all got a lot of shit, and I'm not going to call it bullshit. But for a lack of better words, it's some bullshit. Y'all got a lot of stores. And we was driving through. I was driving through with my cousin. A lot of stores on the other side. The bitch just say ATM beer. It just got descriptions on the outside. Big ass letters.
You can buy beer.
The name of the store be like cash. Man, it'd be crazy shit. I am not bullshitting you. The name of the store be like Liquor ATM. It'd be on the outside of the store. I bullshit you not. Detroit, y'all are very different. I was seeing that shit. It'd be like lottery beer on the outside of the store. It don't say nothing but lottery and beer. I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on here?
I can get it because a lot of the stores here in Cleveland, I don't know the names of them.
Man.
You just know what you can get from
them. But they got that shit on the sign, big as fuck. Like it's supposed to say save a lot or something. That motherfucker say beer ATM.
That's the name of the store.
It needs to tell me I can get liquor and ATM because I need to be able to get my shit and buy it.
Look, just like Bone put that store on the map, they said that they had the coldest brew. Mm. I don't know. They was like, they had the coldest boo-hoo.
Funny as fuck, man. Yeah, you be surprised for real. Like, what yeah. people like hearing, pay attention to. That's all. Them shout-outs.
You be like, where you at? You know, I've been in the stores. They be like, yeah, I'm at the... They say the A-Rap store. I don't say that word.
Oh, you just did.
You just did.
I say, you know, I just
like,
be like...
That's just, that's the equivalent to be like, oh, they be dropping the N-bomb. I don't say that.
I'm at the nigga store. I'm at the A-Rap shit. Store. Like, no, but
man,
but I, you know, that's what they be like. They be like, where you at? I be at the store. They be like, yeah, I'm at the A-Rap store.
Yeah.
I seen it. And I'm just quoting. I'm at the A-Rap store. Where you at? I'm at the A-Rap store. And then here go another thing. One other thing I observe. If you tell somebody you at the pharmacy, like I'm at CVS, they're gonna be like, what you get from CVS? Like, you ever notice that, man?
Who the fuck asking you questions like that?
They be like, hey, I'm at the pharmacy. They be like,
everybody assumes the worst.
They be like, what you getting from the pharmacy?
Nah.
Like, so a fucking Symphony candy bar, like, cause they got the big ones.
I had a joke like that during COVID for real. I remember one time I caught a cold. My cousin tried to buy my car. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, hey man, nigga, I am all right. What the fuck? Hey, this is some simple shit. Like, I mean, this, like, I can still taste and smell and all type of shit. Leave me alone.
Like, I'm here for some therapy.
Yeah, I was sick as fuck. He thought I was about to die. I was like, listen, man, I got a cold. It's like the flu or something. Like, leave me alone.
I lost,
like,
my smell, man. Like, my taste.
You lost it all?
Yeah.
Ain't no, that shit I got was a lot serious. That shit was a lot serious.
But that shit was fucking weird as fuck. It's like when you just drink something or eat something, you're like, yep, it's just substance. It's just stuff.
I sometimes my smell ain't completely back. Sometimes I lose it while I'm eating.
No,
that COVID was some real stuff.
And people always think I'm bullshitting about this, but I lost my smell and taste for my smell was gone. And I'm just recently, just like a couple, I want to say maybe like a year ago, I got my smell back.
That's real. Like, oh, wow. That's real.
Like, yeah, but
I didn't last that long.
Like, my taste and smell for a long time, the smell, it was different. Like good smells, like female, like perfume. I used to always go over this my one friend house, like a female, like, and it was like in the middle of the night, whatever time, but she used to always like. Whatever, but no, this is some real shit.
I know, man. But
I'm for real, though. But she used to always, like, try to, like, put perfume on and shit. And, like, so whatever it was, whatever pheromone it was, whatever it was, like, the COVID, it messed up, like, my sensory. You're so like, when I smelled it, it smelled like shit.
Hey.
Oh, like, literally, like
I think that, like, I think that was your ancestors.
You
like doodle, like, no, like, real doodle. I used to walk in the house like, man, god damn, like, what is that? Like, oh my god. It was terrible. And and I had to realize when I started, like, you know, being around different women, like, and I was like, damn, like, when you stink, like, and like females just used to start stinking, but like perfume, something in different perfumes used to smell like shit. Like, my nose, like, used to register shit different. Like, at first I couldn't smell at all.
Wow.
And then it came back, like, it was all loopy, like the good stuff. I am serious, like, the good stuff smelled bad. COVID was scary, man.
It was
like,
some shit.
Like, the for good real. Stuff smelled bad, and but like now, like, stuff is just like faint. Like, for a long time, like, man, y'all gonna think I was, but for like a long time I could only smell urine. Like, man, I'm for real, man. I could call people for real. Like, and like they used to tell, I remember I was at a restaurant. I was at Yours Truly downtown.
That's my shit.
I'd be complaining about everything.
The nacho fries, go for it, baby.
Man, I was at Yours Truly downtown and I couldn't smell shit. And the waitress was walking past. And her clothes, like her, but she smelled like urine. And she was all the way on the, like, close to, like, the other side. Like, we was, like, it's, like, you can be inside.
Stinky leggings.
Where they had, like, tables, like, sitting outside. It's, like, in the mall, for real. Like, it's, like, the scenery. I'm trying to put together a scenery. I smelled her on the other side of the room. And I told the people, I was like, damn, like, man, I smell urine. I'm like, y'all smell that? Like, I'm like, man, that lady over there smell like urine. They like, man, she all the way over there. Like, you can't smell her. Man, she walked past, and it was, like, excuse me, it was... it was bad for real. But
I had a similar situation, and it's funny. It's funny that he mentions that restaurant, because let me tell you something.
Minor lady.
It was a woman, and it was with women. When I was having my first child, you know, as a man, a long time ago, this was over 20 years ago. As a man, you know, the first thing we do, we see a lady, we look at her ass.
Big time.
Hey. That shit was making me sick to my stomach.
The butt cheeks.
Like sick?
I was like,
the rip?
I was looking at, you know, because they wore khaki pants, and I was like, I was at yours truly.
That wasn't COVID. That was a mess.
No, that was I think I was like morning sickness.
Cause you just had your first kid.
I didn't have her. My girl was pregnant.
And you seen a booty.
Every booty I saw, I got sick to my stomach.
That's crazy.
I was like,
that's terrible. So it you is. Through that.
I know. I was like,
what does that even have to do with anything?
Because he mentioned yours truly, and he said he smelled the chick from across the room.
And you seen a
man, listen here. You don't need a reason to talk about booty as a man. I realize that. He like, you know what? Booty's involved with this.
I mean, that's my favorite.
I ain't trying to sound like Fleece Johnson talk about booty.
I know people don't want to put their face, but boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dumb.
So we talked about this, right, Kevin? We talked about this early, so.
Oh, you got to pee. You got to take a piss break.
Y'all keep it going.
I was like, that's what he's like. Cordell got going. Like, that's what he does. So you, I know he's not here, but you know, we can continue the conversation because you know he'll be back. This is one of those moments I like to keep the tape rolling a little bit. So you want to do some acting at all?
I would love to venture off into acting. I actually I'm not going to say several, but I filled out for movie roles that I did not get picked for.
Really?
So, oh, yes.
Around here?
Yeah, in Ohio.
Okay.
I've done all type of shit. I've done all type
I see the shit you post just on a regular, and you had some skits that you put out, you know.
I got all type of side missions and shit.
Yeah, he needs to bring some stuff back, but, you know, we talked about consistency in this bitch.
Yeah, for sure.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, I definitely got to get some shit together. But my
I think he has something he's been talking to me about. I have something going on, but go ahead. Yeah, consistency is a must.
My character I was using, his name is Copernicus Pussy Willow.
Okay,
so that's the name of my news reporter.
What's his name?
Copernicus Pussy Willow.
Well, hold on. Where did that come from?
He's from Detroit.
but the name.
Copernicus, I don't know, like, where the fucking drugs, man.
Love them.
Yeah, like,
love them.
But, Pussy Willows, it was fire. Like, it was provocative for real. Like, so, you know, something that's
keeps
out.
The people going.
So, yeah. Copernicus Pussy Willows. I remember, I used to say my name, like, and they'd be like, yeah, we got to blank that out. I'd be like, man, no, you don't have to blank it out. Like,
no.
Like Pussy Willows is a thing. It's
Yeah,
you don't have to do that. Like, it's like a real thing.
That's one of the loopholes. Like,
yeah, for sure. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
He used to go around and interview people just on the spot.
He got a whole backstory that I'm putting together, man. He on the run from Detroit right now. Damn, what the fuck?
But see, you can take that and you know, expand.
I
did
all this shit on camera for real, man. I ain't put that wig on in a long time.
That's what I'm saying.
That's actually like the one. I mean, in addition to meeting them in person, that was like one of the first times I like noticed, you know, who Kevin Ford was, because he had that wig on.
Yeah, for sure. I think he was on the run for some weird shit from Detroit, from like habitual bitch slapping or some shit. It was like some crazy shit. I know I recorded it, but I know he was on the run, but he was settling down and shit in Cleveland, but
he had lost weight. Given his location.
He had lost weight. That's why he had the big-ass suit on, for real, though. And like I said, for real, I was talking to y'all earlier, man. Shout out to Freddie Bryant, man. He gave me the suit.
Shout out to Freddie Bryant.
I got to be like 5'10". Freddie probably like
He's tall.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Freddie bigger than me, but the suit's big as fuck.
Oh, that's
yeah,
his suit?
Like, yeah, the suit big as fuck. Like, the suit is at least...
that makes sense. Okay. That's
the suit is about 8 to 12 size my regular. That bitch big as shit. But like... It's all. He's still loopy, man.
So in addition to doing stand up comedy, are you opposed to doing anything else like sitcoms, or acting, or writing? Or?
I've been writing, man, for real, and I don't want to. You know, my shit is so unprepared. But
put it out there in the universe, bro.
Man, I've been writing children's books, and my stories that I write, I did an exercise with like a group of friends and stuff, like me and a bunch of comedians. We sat down and we did like an exercise, like everybody, it was like a time limit. I can't remember how long we got, but everybody got together and we wrote a story. And you know, I used to always write stories. It was really my thing. Like I used to like take pride in English class.
Okay. All right.
So like, but I put together like a whole storyline for real in like 7 minutes for real.
Nice.
And I just really I want to get back to that.
Yeah.
I'm just about to start. Even if it's bullshit, I'm about to start just putting shit out there. Like,
have you ever seen Clerks?
A movie.
Clerks?
Yeah. Movie. I ask everybody, especially comedians on the rise, Clerks. It's like the blueprint for anybody who wants to create a movie on a low budget, who has an idea about location. It's all about basically dialogue. If you can create something with minimum location, a lot of it comes with dialogue. But you've never seen Clerks?
No, I haven't.
Check it out. It's in black and white, too, to even... But it's not
so
like
hard for me to watch black.
But it's not like an older film.
Nah,
it's not an older film. So
you, oh, it's just
yeah. Kevin Smith, he's a comedian.
You're the
Jay and Silent Bob. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clerks is their first movie ever, and they did it, I think, with like $10,000 or some shit.
It was at a record store.
They were in a convenience store.
That on a platform.
Okay.
But I didn't watch it.
But that
was Empire Records, I'm getting mixed up with?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, the one dude worked at a convenience store, the other dude worked at a video store, and it was like conjoined, and they just fucking, day at work, and this shit happened. And basically, I love it because it's a blueprint for anybody who's trying to think of any type of movie idea, because all they got to do is watch that shit and look at it and say, okay, what idea do I have that I can condense in a nice form where it's minimal location? Because, look, we talk about it all the time. We got a lot of talent here in Cleveland.
Yeah, a lot.
You know what I mean? So anybody who's looking for a character who needs somebody, you can picture anybody to play a role.
I tell a lot of my friends, too, for real, a lot of my close friends, like, it's 2024. At this point in time, it's a lot of different platforms and avenues to where you can just set up a page or set up your information or put your work on there and just have it on there. And right. If somebody see it, like, you know what I'm saying, you tend to it whenever you tend to it.
Right.
But like at the same time, you just like have to do it. You have to be proactive.
Yeah.
And it's another app that I use for flyers called Fiverr. I'm not sure if
I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's called Fiverr. I think it got like it has like two V's or two R's. It's something. I just, you know, I clicked that.
Right,
so
right.
I don't really know what it is. But it's
Play
called.
Store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play Store or App or whatever.
Or wherever you get your apps. That's rich.
But I tell a lot of people here in Cleveland, I was about to say a weird word. But,
Cleveland.
Man, I tell a lot of people here in Cleveland for real, but they have a platform to where you can do voiceovers.
Nice.
So you put your voice on there, whatever you want to say, whatever phrases you want to say on there, or like whatever type of personality or whatever you want to put on there. You put it on there and you advertise your voice for like different gigs. Mm-hmm. So rather it be like a jingle, a cartoon, You know, whatever they may need a voiceover for, right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like whatever. So you put your voice on there and stuff, and like and you can just like sell your voice on there.
That's real dope. That's up your alley, right there.
It really is for real, man. So it's called Fiverr for real. So I tell people because I've been trying to do it myself, but I really haven't had the time to really like look into it like right. I want to, and I would really just love to see somebody do that shit.
Right, man. I can't do voices for shit. That's this guy over here.
Man, you have a voice. You have a voice. You can use your voice. It's not like that. It's like if you even a cigarette commercial or like a if you have like an accent, like whatever they need, it's not like something specific.
Right.
Whatever they may need you for, whatever you however you advertise yourself.
Okay.
You can, if you have like a British accent, or if you Chinese, or if you feel like you got like an urban thing or like a proper thing. However you want to advertise, it could be your thing. It's your own personal
thing. Right.
So you put your voice on there. You say, this is how I'm advertising my voice. And the different companies, for whatever they need a voiceover for, they pick you.
Right.
Because it's not like, you know what I'm saying, they going to use your little voice bit. It's not like you say butt cheeks and they going to use that. Like, you know what I'm saying? They hear your voice, and if they like your voice, and you know what I'm saying, they
going to give it all
like, it's just fishing.
It's another form. Yeah. It's another thing to get yourself out there. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Fishing, yeah, man. Yeah, just trying, man.
Hey, I got a question because we talked about it earlier as far as like hosting everything. You said you used to like talk bad about it, whatever the case. Me and him had this discussion also. I hate hosting. I hate it, but I know it's a skill. I know it's a good thing because if you're a good person with great personality, you're a great host. And I always watch Ryan Seacrest. Like, I can do that all the time on American fucking Idol. You know what I mean? He's a professional. Yeah. He's a host. But that's what a host does. So, you've been hosting for what, like 2 years now? Consistently?
Yeah.
What did you think about it before, and what's changed your mind? Because this is a great subject, because a lot of people are getting into comedy and things like that. They're going to have to host eventually.
One day.
Because it's a process. You know what I mean? I didn't think about it like that, but it really is. Because you go to host. Everybody wants to do a fucking 45. They want to be the goddamn headliner.
Right.
Nobody wants to feature. Nobody wants to do a guest spot. Nobody wants to fucking host. It's so hard.
Nobody wants to host.
Explain the process of where you are now and how you view hosting at the beginning. Cause
at the beginning, I definitely view it like real. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you asked. I definitely view it different now. But when I first started off, it was like really a roller coaster ride. Cause when I first started off, you know, I looked at it. You know, it's a grog shop. It's my opportunity. So I was real high up.
Right.
So, you know, everything about it is, you know,
I'm full steam. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I had I used to call it like a cadence or an algorithm. I don't know which one to call it. But, you come out, you do, I do like 10 minutes. So you come out, you start, you do 10 minutes, and after the 10, somewhere in the show, like closer towards the end, you do 5.
Okay.
But you know, you got a host all throughout.
Throughout the whole thing, yeah.
And you know, when I first started off, and I can honestly say this and admit this, every single, because we was only doing it once a month at this point in time.
Yeah, yeah.
But every single month, I said something new. Every single month, I had a new joke. Every single month, I had, and it wasn't just like one new joke. Every single month, I had a new set. I had a completely new set. So, you know what I'm saying? It really meant a lot to me.
Forced you to write.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It forced me to write and like really be like acting with it. But
now, did you feel that you needed to have a new set every time because you were hosting?
Yeah. And I got to thinking of it like, okay, I'm hosting and I'm hosting in the same spot.
Right.
So, you know, I might have a regular or something. They see me all the time, so I got to switch it up.
Yeah, that's a lot of time to fill, man.
So when I hosted, I kept in mind a couple of things. I kept in mind Rich Green. Hmm. Kermit the Frog.
What the fuck?
I'm going to tell you why Kermit the Frog.
The fuck?
Because I used to watch The Muppet Show.
Okay.
Kermit the Frog was always pumped, and he'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, somebody's like, yeah! You know what I'm saying? So I kept that in mind. Rich Green.
Cars be waving.
Yeah, he'd be like, yay! You know, like, so that Kermit used to be a great host to me.
Yeah,
funny. It sounded funny, but Kermit the Frog made it.
And Kermit was the Muppets host. Like, yeah,
and he pumped it up, didn't he? He's like, ladies and gentlemen, Justin Fuller, yay! You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was either Kermit or Miss Piggy.
Yes. So it was like, you know, I'm just telling you.
Hey, go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, so that's what I had in mind when I was hosting, because I wanted to, you know, I wanted people to feel the experience that I felt.
Yeah.
Like, ladies and gentlemen, we got Kevin Ford, right, you know, pump it up.
Right, right.
And Rich, when he hosted me, the first time, it was like, you never want to keep a stage empty.
Right.
So if the comic got off faster than you thought he would,
right,
you running up there, you grabbing the microphone, keeping it, and if it was short, if he was funny or not funny, you want to bring the crowd back up. You want to keep the crowd at a certain level.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I always just realized it's not about you. It's about the show and trying to keep it moving. The show. Yeah.
It would never not be about the show.
So that's why a lot of times,
that's the mentality you have to get into. Because everyone wants to go up and do their, I'm going on most of them, I'm doing my 5 minutes. I'm doing my shit.
I saw people kill the crowd doing a set in between each act.
Yeah.
You kill the crowd that way.
Yeah.
So when I was hosting,
like in a bad way, not a good way.
When I was hosting, I would keep it moving.
Right.
No jokes.
Yeah. See, I learned for real what it is. If you do your set or whatever, you keep the show going. And if the comedian does good, like, or they, you know what I'm saying, they're strong, you know, that you just, it's real easy. Like, you know, you might crack a little joke, you know, a couple seconds, 30 seconds, 45 or something, and
keep
you
moving
right off to the next one.
Yeah.
But, moving on past that, like, if the comedian does bad or if it's like a drag.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, your job at the host is to keep the attention and energy. So all the whole show, I'm just talking about the show.
Right.
Like, you know, I might say my jokes or say something funny, you know, it might be funny, but I'm talking about the show.
Right.
Like, rather it's the food, where the bathroom is, the bartender, like.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Remembering that type of shit.
Though, you know, you gotta tell jokes, it's still like you hosting, like it's your job to like progress the show.
That's why because I always forget about that. Tip the fucking weight. You always forget about that. That and announcements, remembering names, other comedians.
And that's another thing I always say. You know, shout out to D-Hawk. He stayed in my ear about how important the sound, lights, place to perform, the audience, and the performer.
Yep.
You got to have those five ingredients to have a good show.
Yeah.
And in addition, you gotta make sure that the waitresses are pleasant.
Yeah. The bartenders.
You got to make sure they got soap and paper towels in the bathroom and toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because that could, even though you had a good show, but if the bathroom wasn't properly kept, they're going to be like, your show sucked.
My take on D-Hawk, though, I can honestly say my take on him for real, he actually cares for real. Right. So if something he told you, he was definitely trying to help. Or he seen something, like, you know what I'm saying, and that was his analyzation or take on it, though.
Oh,
but, definitely always, like, motivational, or, you know what I'm saying, try to get you to keep it going or find the best way to do you, whatever that is, for real. I can definitely say that.
Yeah.
Definitely cool dude.
But, like, as a host, you got to agree, like, your barmaid gotta be nice and pleasant.
Funny, man. Nope.
She gotta get the fucking drinks properly.
You don't. I would not say you need that. You can have a show, and that could be even better. I had the one at the grog shop. We got this one guy. I can't remember his name right now, but he got, like, the mustache, and it's all thick. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, we... I'm like, never mind. And it all help out with your jokes. It's situational. So I'm like, yeah. I'm like, never mind. We got the guy off the Django back there serving drinks right now. You know what I'm saying? We got the dentist off the Django. I call it the Django. But we got the dentist off Django and shit. But he had the mustache and everything. I'm like, even though he doesn't have titties, like, y'all still got to tip him. Like, you know, it just work all with the show for real.
I mean, that was for you, but not right. Sales and drinks and people's happiness when they're at the show. Yeah, for sure. That's
people
all,
gonna
man.
Drink regardless, but you are absolutely
but
right.
When they're trying
breasts
to get
make,
a drink.
Yeah.
I'm just saying when they're trying to get a drink. And,
oh, you're not talking about breasts.
No, I'm trying to.
I'm sorry, my bad.
No, breasts matters.
No, yeah. It does. Let's keep it real. Those are the best bartenders, obviously. Yeah, absolutely. We don't want no fucking guys there. What is the point of that? Come on, man. That doesn't bring dollars. How many times have we been out?
Holy shit, man.
That shit just doesn't matter.
Boobs matter, man.
Boobs matter.
Like, you have great
sex sells.
New York
alcohol,
boobs.
Great New
bartenders
York boobs.
Matter, man.
Yes, absolutely.
They do. So hire correctly. What the fuck?
Why do you think Hooters are still in business?
Yeah, because of food.
That's because of the wings.
Sure. Yeah, their wings suck balls.
But maybe I was drunk. I went out to Vegas one time. I got a very.
Tell me you like them.
I like the wings.
You were drunk. Like you were drunk, wings. And the boobs are fantastic. Such on Vegas.
I like the wings. And,
those are like fucking proper boobs.
I can't even. It was just. I might have just been drunk.
You're drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, wings are good, but they weren't the best wings. People go there for the boobs.
The boobs were huge.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Fuck the boobs. Where are the boobs? Like, yeah, it was fun though. It was a very nice experience. I would definitely. They don't have. Why don't they have like Hooters like in Ohio? Period.
They have them in Toledo. The closest one. Okay. Ones they closed. They closed down the Hooters here, but
shit,
they
got that one downtown where they got the skirts and shit. Where they're like filthies.
What place is that?
Isn't it like
it's not
the,
Hooters?
The, maybe out of business.
You talking about Harry Flint?
I knew he was. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
I almost said Dave Flint.
None of those clubs. I'm talking about some place
that's
on.
That's the only spot you're talking about.
I want to say they're in like Scottish uniforms or some weird shit.
Like the St. Pauli girls?
Maybe out of business by now. I don't know. It was a long time ago since I've been downtown.
Sounds like a club we need to open up.
It sounds like a club we need to fucking revisit in this bitch.
That's right. So, Kevin.
Yo.
What's in the future for you, man? Like, where do you see yourself in a couple of years down the line, man?
Hey, 5 years. Hold on. I don't know if we brought up your age. How old are you?
33.
Young. Damn.
I remember when I was 33.
33s weren't bad. 30s, my
own? No, that wasn't bad.
20s were a little bit better.
Yeah, 20 was better. 20s
like, were pretty good.
You rub up against a boob and it's like, boing, yo, 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 yo.
I mean, that shit happens now. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm 46. Strong.
I don't know. I got to like you. I got to know your name and shit. Like, it's different now.
It's all about the booty and the boobs.
It don't even matter, man. It's like,
I don't know, man.
Like, what's your favorite color?
I mean, I don't got to worry about none of that. Nobody's rubbing up on me. Facts in this piece.
So where do you see yourself, Ken?
Well, like 2 to 3 years or like...
Yeah, we'll go with that.
2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
That's fine. Where you want to be?
I really want... In the ideal world, my OnlyFans page with my feet would be popping. And yeah. I'd just be taking pictures with my curls toe, with my feet curled, like gang signs and shit.
All the gay guys be all over it.
And my mama said that too when I said that. I was like, damn, I just want to take pictures of my feet. And she was like, ew, you going to get all the type of gal. Like, damn. I like, man, I thought the ladies was going to like, she's like, no, they not going to pay for that shit. I was like, man, you know what? You right. It's going to be a whole lot of freaky weird.
Shout out to mom. She knows best.
Yeah, my mama did tell me that. But
I mean, money's money.
Yeah. Other than that, man.
Dudes.
I don't know, man. I've really been enjoying, like, just being a dad, man. It's so crazy.
There you go.
Man.
Yeah,
man. Then I've had a lot of them at this point, for real. I lost count, for real. It's like I'm playing spades and shit. I got like four in a possible.
Four in a possible.
What the fuck?
It's getting hit.
That's how you count your books, people.
I got four in a possible. So you say you got four children in the possible?
Nah, this is bullshit, man. But I have four kids for real. That's two boys, two girls. Yeah. But it's just I don't know. Yeah, I definitely okay, so let me tell y'all where I'm at right now with this. I got a 13. My son, my oldest, is 13. He'll be 14 next month, July 2nd. So I have a 14-year-old boy.
Shout out to him.
14, 7-year-old little girl. So 14, 7, and then I got 2 2-year-olds.
Woo!
Yes,
twins?
Sir. No, sir.
Shout out to all your kids.
We call those ghetto twins.
We call those project twins.
Yes.
We call those project twins.
I actually have 2 23-year-olds. Oh, September shit. 7th and August 9th.
September 7th? Shit. That's my dad's birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
September 7th and August 9th.
I've been focusing on that.
There you go. I mean, you know, Kev's out here doing the thing. Grog shop.
At the end of the day, I'm renting right now. But I need a house for real. Like, before I really focus on. I will forever do comedy. I'm never gonna stop.
Right.
But like I cannot.
I mean, I ain't going out every night. You know what I'm saying?
Like it's just like I know a lot of people, and I admire dedication for real and everything. Yeah. But at the same time, I also don't want to get caught up in a rat wheel, because you have people that have been doing this, and they've been doing it for a very long time, and they've been doing these open mics. And I'm not talking about anybody negatively.
Nope, 100%.
I'm just talking about the facts of the matter.
Yep. No, I get it.
So I don't want to just get caught up in doing what everybody else is doing, because I'm thinking it's going to be the reason I'm successful.
Yeah.
Like, in all reality, my kids don't know who the fuck I am.
Right, because you're out every night.
To piggyback on that, it's a big difference between being productive and being busy.
It's a big difference. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, a lot of people do a lot of busy work. And shout out to D-Hawk, again, if you don't have lights, a performer, a place to perform, sound, and an audience, those are five ingredients you need for a show.
Oh, yes, he was telling me that.
And that's why you don't see me and Jay at a lot of places, because if you're missing one of those ingredients, you don't have a show. Right. That's like ordering a Polish boy and you ain't got no coleslaw. That's like ordering the Polish boy and you ain't got no fries, you know.
Man, funny as fuck. Don't say missing something.
Yeah.
A Polish boy with no fries is not a Polish boy.
It's not a Polish boy. Yeah. So same with a show.
Right.
If you don't have lights, sound, audience, place to perform, and a performer, you don't have a show.
A show with bad sound is pointless.
It is the worst.
A show with bad lighting is pointless.
All of these things matter.
It might as well be a comedy CD. Sure.
Yeah.
Or you listening to it on the radio.
Right. You got no crowd there to watch you.
A lot of things is important. Like, for example, you know, when Kevin was telling his story, he paints a good picture.
Yeah.
But seeing his face,
right? Yeah, if you can't see him on stage,
you can't see his face while he's painting this picture,
right?
You know, that's like the nail in the coffin, man. You need that,
right? 100%, man.
You need that.
It's good times. It's like you said. It's practice. It's fun.
Comedy,
you know,
practice.
What I'm saying? Yeah, and shout out to Kev, man. He's been cool.
Man, shout out to y'all, man.
Like I said,
I've literally been trying to get on. I can't even remember when I asked y'all the first time, because I've been asking for a minute, and I had to reschedule and all that type of shit. So, like, to be here for real, and the hospitality, all that, man. Hey. I'm glad I rest over here after my long-ass day, for real.
Hey, I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, man. I mean, actually,
after the day, I probably been like, but shout out to you for making it through.
You know what? I don't know if we touched on this, but, you know, we initially wanted to cross-pollinate because he had a dope podcast,
Kevin Kwan. What the fuck were we called? That's definitely terrible. The Unprofessional Professionals.
It was a dope podcast. We were supposed to cross-pollinate with that.
Yeah. The Unprofessional Professionals.
So,
and that's my dog, for real, man. Shout out to Kwan.
Kwan Banks.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely funny, man. He and I really love the fact that everybody really has their own style. Like, right. You know, right. Everybody is. Yeah, right. It's just like
he was about to give up one day. Remember he was talking about quitting comedy? Mm-hmm.
Man, I hate him. I hate y'all talk about that. Because I be on his ass about that.
It's hilarious. I
be on his ass about all of that for real.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Marquand Banks. He been doing his thing, man. And shout out to him.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Yo, Jay, where can they find you at, brother?
Hey, everybody. You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
And you can follow me at the_great_CoREE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Pocket Podcast.
What?
And Mr. Kevin Ford, where can they find you, man?
You can definitely find me. IG, I'm on KevinFord.comedy. And on Facebook, it's just Kevin Ford.
I can't think of it.
And YouTube is Kevin Ford Comedy.
I'll have the link to Instagram for sure in the end of the description.
Man, so please just click it, look me up, just have a gander real.
Follow.
Hey, if y'all in the Cleveland, Ohio area, you also host the show when and
where? Yeah. We do the shows at the Grog Shop. This is a legendary Grog Shop in Cleveland Heights. If you look on our website, we have the upcoming dates. So we do the shows on Mondays. We're locking down Mondays. At first, we were doing them once a month. But now, July coming up, we have 3 Mondays. Okay. So we trying to lock down every single Monday. We try to get it back going for real. So that's what we on.
I'm going to come talk my shit, but you guys won't see this because it's going to be out on Tuesday. Oh, yeah,
definitely, man. We got Justin up at, what is it, July 1st?
Yeah. July 1st.
July 1st, we got the doors opening at 7:30. We got the show starting at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a great show. We have food, and we have a nice lineup of comedians, and I'm the host of the show. It's definitely going to be great.
That's what's up. Like, we're going to do the damn thing.
Yeah, and shout out to...
Oh, you see that shit flying? Oh, it's a fucking box. It's about to fucking get us.
Hey, shout out to OCB Comedy.
For real, like, I'll look at
shout out to OCB.
Oh, shout out to OCB in this bitch.
Shout out to OCB.
Yo.
I can't walk.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Check you out next week. Peace out.
Peace.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.